Boker Tov, good morning, Shavua Tov. We are beginning a new parashah, Parashat Vayetze. Today's class should be for the refuah, Shalema, Avad Chonim, Vichladam, Shemda, Barachama, Chamizana, Melcham, Mekam, Rivka, Sarah, Bat Manir, Shalom, Mitzah, Reda, Bir Merchel, Yafa, Bat Dura, Rivka, Bat Dachar, Rivka, Bat Dachar, Shalom, Mitzah, Rivka, Shalom, Rivka, Mekam, Yafa, Bat Miriam, Yehuda, Bat Nifah, Chaya, Sarah, Bat Dachar, Bat Chana, Simcha, Ben Malka, Miriam, Bat Dachudis, Miriam, Chana, Alana, Bat Arumel, Sarah, Bat Dachar, 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 יוסף בן דבורה שם ובשם חנינה, יוסף בן יפן דניה מדינה, שם חמדה כנדה משם. טוב ראשון אנחנו נדע, מה קבע את הסב, הרב שלמה בן שם, שם חנדה. דבר תהילה בת מרים, לא הבדיל לנו נשמע, רחל בת אליהו, דוד בן אליהו, אליהו דינה בת אפרים, שום נשאר בועז מרבה מדינה, בת ארון דמר מרחב, דמר משום בן אפרים, אליהו בסב. שם בן משה, לא הבדיל לרעיון, דבורה בת מרים. Also, today's class is in honor of the Mazal Tov of the wedding of Michael Levy with Naomi Levy, Shabil Dabai, Neiman Beisel, Zad Hashem, and through our Torah learning, be a zechut for everyone. Parashat Vayetze, I remember I had this Dvar Torah from a couple of years ago, but I want to expound on it. It's such a beautiful Dvar Torah. Now we're starting to get into the juice of really the stories of Bereshit. We have Yaakov, he now leaves his home as his parents command him. They tell him to go away from Esav because they're afraid that Esav will kill Yaakov. And they tell him to go find a wife. And he goes and he sees a beautiful, beautiful woman, as we all know, with the name of Rachel. But we know that Rachel had a sister named Leah. Leah was her older sister. Now, as we know, in the Persian world also, it's very, very important that you try to marry off your first child before for the next child. But of course, that doesn't always work out. But who was their father? Lavan. Now, what was the relationship between Yaakov and Rachel and Leah? So Yaakov, Rachel, and Leah were first cousins because Lavan was Yaakov's uncle. So they were first cousins. Now Yaakov comes to Lavan, his uncle, and says, I want to marry your daughter Rachel. So he tells him, you work for me for 7 years. After the 7 years, I'll give you my daughter Rachel. And this is what he does. He works for 7 years. Finally, the night comes. But we have to mention that Yaakov had a special sign with Rachel. He made 3 signs with Rachel, so that the night of the wedding, you'd be able to ask these signs, and only Rachel would be able to answer, so he knows it's her. The night of the wedding arrives. However you explain it or not, Lavan tricks Yaakov, and Yaakov wakes up the next morning with Leah, and he marries Leah. And he wakes up, and he comes to Lavan, and he says, this is not who I wanted to marry. I wanted to marry Rachel. So Lavan tells him, if you work for me another 7 years, I'll give you my second daughter, Rachel. And this is what he does. And he ends up marrying Rachel. And of course, we know what happened. How could it be that Leah knew the signs? Right? This is one of the questions that Chachamim asked. There were these 3 signs. How could it be that Leah knew? And so the answer is, Rachel, when she saw that Leah was marrying Yaakov, Rachel came and told Leah, these are the 3 signs, you're going to need to know these. When the time comes, Yaakov will ask you. Later on, if we fast forward down the line, whenever Leah has her first child, who is Leah's first child? Reuven. So what happened? Reuven grew up, and Reuven went out into the field and brought in these fruits that are called dudaim. And there was a segula, there was a beautiful thing that from these fruits it was possible that a woman could get pregnant. And we know that Rachel wasn't able to get pregnant. So what did Rachel do? Rachel came to Leah and said, is it possible maybe I can have some of the fruits of your firstborn son, of Reuven? Now listen to this story. Listen to how Leah responds. It's not enough that you took my husband, now you want to take my son's fruits? Hold on a second. Let's backtrack. Who took whose husband? Rachel took Leah's husband? No. Leah took Rachel's husband. And not only that, Rachel gave her the signs. She gave her the entry to be able to marry her. But still, what does Leah say? You take my husband and now you're trying to take my son's fruits? Now, in this situation, how should Rachel respond? Yaakov had to work years after years after years to try to marry her. Finally, the day came and he got tricked again. And he had to work more and more and more in order to marry Rachel. Now finally, Yaakov married the girl he wanted to marry, married Rachel. And what does Leah come and say? First you take my husband, now you take my fruits. This is my husband. Rachel should respond, you took my husband. You stole my husband. He wanted me, didn't want you. But how does Rachel respond? If you look in the parasha, Rachel responds with silence. She doesn't respond. She doesn't say anything. And this is something that is so difficult, but it's so important. And this is actually what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, "Ein ha'olam mitkayem Ela b'misha bolem et pi b'shad meriva. That the world only lasts and exists for a person who keeps his mouth shut at a time of a fight, at a time of anger, at a time of meriva. And this is something that's so hard. We can all attest to this. That at a time where it's your chance to finally open up your mouth and say, no way. You can fight for yourself. Rachel couldn't fight for herself. Rachel couldn't say that this is my husband. Rachel couldn't say this should have been my son. She could have made so many lines, so many excuses, but she didn't open her mouth. And the world lasts through her. Who do we remember? Who's the one who comes and takes over Egypt at the end? Yosef comes from Rachel. He saves the day. He becomes the chosen child. He becomes the favorite. Why? Because Rachel kept her mouth shut. And this is something that's so important, to the extent that if you look in the Pirkei Avot, the Pirkei Avot says, Shimon beno Omer, Shimon the son of Rabban Gamliel, he was a child at the time, he wasn't a rabbi yet. He said though, something very important. He said, Kol yamai gadalti ben hachachamim. My whole life, I grew up amongst these unbelievable Torah scholars, these Talmidei Chachamim, these rabbis. Velo matzati laguf tov. And the only thing that I found was good for the body was shtika, was silence. The only thing he found was good was silence. Meaning, he experienced everything. He said, the most important thing I learned is to stay quiet, just keep your ears open. This is something that our imaot taught us, this is something that Rachel taught us, this is something that we all have to take. This is something that has so much power. You know, there's a story I love to tell when I talk about silence. There was this very important company. They had a business meeting. And so there was this new worker who was hired into a position, and he was sitting at the executive table, executive meeting, and everyone is giving their opinions. They're going down the line, and each person is saying what they think. And as they go by each person, he gives his opinion, and he says, there's a problem with your opinion. And he just, you know, breaking his opinion apart. And they go one by one after another. Each person's opinion doesn't make sense. And then they see there's this one new hire who's sitting in the room who hasn't said a word yet. And they're all like, hold on a sec. We all give our opinions. Doesn't work. Let's ask this guy. And they want to know this guy's opinion. And this guy says, no, I have nothing to say. And they get so intrigued. They say, no, please tell us what you think. They think he's a genius. And then finally he opens up his mouth. He gives his opinion and says, nah, you're nobody. He says, you don't know what you're saying either. What's the idea? When a person keeps their mouth shut, everyone thinks they're a genius. Right? When a person starts to open up their mouth, the more you speak, the more people can dissect what you're saying and break it apart. We should learn from Rachel the importance of staying silent, the importance of keeping our thoughts to ourselves. Just think a little bit. It's very hard. I can attest to it also. It's not easy. That's why the Gemara says that the world will continue to exist for a person who stays quiet at a time of a fight. If we can overcome this, if this is something that we can work on, even if it's one time, we try to overcome it one after another, we'll actually be able to emulate the ways of Rachel Imenu, and we'll be able to hopefully bring the Mashiach Tzidkenu very soon. I pray and hope that we follow in this direction. We try to stay silent in times where it's difficult, and Hashem will help us not have to ever be silent, and we'll be able to always see the times of the Savior of Mashiach. Have a great day.